Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Of course, there are differences between how a nonprofit and a for-profit enterprise operate, but there are also many commonalities and misconceptions. Ann Walker is president and CEO of the Alston Wilkes Society, and she joins us by phone now from her office in Columbia. Ann, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, first of all, give our listeners an overview of your organization.
Well, we were founded in 1962 by a Methodist minister, Reverend Eli Alston Wilkes. He was helping men getting out of the Central Correctional Institution to get their lives back on track. And we have four major programs. Our mission statement is rebuilding lives for a stronger community. And we work with people that are in prison and coming out of prison and jails, et cetera. We have the federal contracts in South Carolina for people who come out of federal prison. They come back to our RRCs, residential reentry centers. They're located in Charleston, Florence, Columbia, and Greenville. We have a big veterans program. We have housing for veterans in Columbia and Greenville. And then we have another program called the SSVF, Supportive Services for Veterans and Their Families. For veterans who qualify, we can pay 50% of their rent for up to 2 years through that program. That's a grant program. Programs with the Bureau of Prisons are contract programs. And then we also have our youth program. We contract the Department of Juvenile Justice and Department of Social Services to deal with the youth that are coming out of prison or that have been down on their luck. And then we also have our community service coordinators who are spread out throughout the state, about 8 or 10 of those that work with people that are in the jails, in the state prisons, et cetera, and that are coming out. And we also deal with some homeless folks too. So,
well, it certainly sounds like you are staying busy. Share with us now our topic today, and that is, in your case in particular, your governance structure, how you operate. Compare that to a for-profit business.
Our governance structure, we have a board made up of 18 people from around the state, and it represents all kinds of professions, everything from the Leon Light, who's the sheriff, to the person in banking down the Charleston area, to someone in real estate. So it's a wide variety of people. As far as the leadership of a nonprofit versus a for-profit, usually their leadership usually includes, may very well have a board, but it's usually a small, select group of individuals who are mostly concerned about profit and increase in revenue. So that's the main difference between, so far as the leadership. Obviously, our main goal is not to make money, it's to serve people. So far as the funding, generally a for-profit, they end up getting their funding from investors, bank loans, venture capitalists, that kind of thing. Nonprofits, usually it comes from, if you're running a strong nonprofit, you've either got some strong contracts and or grants. Sometimes you have some corporate sponsorships, you have some donations. Depending on the nonprofit, donations are a bigger portion of your overall revenue than others. For example, if you go on any kind of media blitz and ask people to give for, say, veterans or for children or something like that, you're going to get a much higher return than if you're asking to help people that are coming out of prison. Folks give, obviously, they give based on what their heart tells them to do. And now what we do have in common, though, is that, for example, I have all the federal contracts in South Carolina for people who are coming out of federal prison. There's no such thing as parole in the federal system. So they come out of federal prison and go to what's called Nationwide, an RRC, a residential reentry center. And we have those four contracts in South Carolina. And I go up against other nonprofits as well as for-profits who want those contracts.
So there is competition.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, there's competition for all kinds of things, but particularly if you've got federal contracts.
What would you say are some common misconceptions about the nonprofit sector?
Well, I have to laugh because I had someone ask me one time how I enjoy being a full-time volunteer for the Alston Wilkes Society. And I said, well, with 175 employees and a $13 million budget, it's a little more than a volunteer job. It's a full-time position. But some folks think that it's okay to be paid a lot less because they're not, quote, turning a profit. Now, the profit they're turning is hopefully helping people get their lives on track and making them better citizens in our society. but that's not viewed the same as, so how much money did you make?
Well, Ann, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Ann Walker is president and CEO of the Alston Wilkes Society in Columbia. We will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.